I'm Joe Gangwish with Ag Economic Insights. We're coming back here in just a moment to visit with David Widmar about making CRP great again. We're back on this week's program with David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. And David, we're going to talk about the big decline in CRP acres we've seen. And that's what your blog is about this week. Talk about CRP, how it got started, and kind of the trend we've seen in acres.
Well, thanks, Joe. Great to be back joining you guys this week. CRP, happy birthday, CRP, 30th anniversary this year. In 1986, the U.S. government started the CRP program. That really got born in that middle of that farm financial crisis period. After the boom in the 70s and the slowdown in the 80s, the government was thinking about ways to help producers, and a lot of the programs put into place were idling of acres. And the CRP program came to the forefront as a vehicle to idle acres into an environmentally friendly practice for several years, up to 10 years. So they're sowing these acres to grass, and they're leaving them there for multiple years. And it's been around now for 30 years. And so the CRP program served an important role then in setting aside some acres to reduce production and to preserve some of the environmental qualities of rural America. Today, the CRP program has been on a decline since about 2007, when CRP acres peaked at about 37 million acres. Today, we're trending down, trending lower to 24 million acres per the latest cap that the U.S. Congress set in the latest farm bill.
Well, looking ahead, what do you think about CRP acres here moving forward?
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, since 2007, we've seen about a 34% decrease overall. Now, we've actually reached, we're right around that 24 million acre cap. That's that cap that Congress put into place with the last farm bill. Right now, I think that we're going to kind of sit on the sidelines, and we're going to probably stay around 24 million acres until that next farm bill gets negotiated. But right now, given the tough financial times producers are facing, I think there's going to be a lot of interest and economic incentive for them to evaluate that program and see if that works for their particular case and situation.
Yeah, very interesting for that to maybe be making a comeback. And I like the title of this week's blog, which is "Will CRP Be Great Again?" How do you feel about that?
And the political process is always sticky and messy and hard to negotiate. But we think there's a couple key elements that are lining up for the CRP program to kind of make a rejuvenation here. And kind of another way of thinking about it is that 24 million acres, that's the lowest level that the CRP program has been at since its kind of startup phase. When it started up, it headed to 30 million acres, and it's really the first time it's been below 30 million acres since then. So what are the forces? Well, first off, as I mentioned earlier, producers are looking for alternatives, and so there's an appetite from producers to seek out some alternatives to their marginal farmland that they can get a good solid return. The CRP program might be a good option for them. Second of all, tough financial times, mainly brought on by an abundant supply of commodities and grains out there. When policymakers start thinking about ways they can help farmers and help alleviate some of that pain, the CRP program might be a great option. It's a way for them to pull some acres out of production and relieve some of that excess supply concerns. And finally, the CRP program has that great aspect where it reaches outside of ag and interest in the environmental concerns, thinking about soil erosion, wind erosion, water quality issues, and also those that are interested in the wildlife, the hunting benefits. So the CRP really has a lot of groups that it appeals to, and we think that that could create some broad interest in 2018. And it's not just Brent and I who are thinking about this. Recently, the Secretary of Ag, Tom Vilsack, shared some thoughts and comments, and he was actually quoted saying that he also believes that Congress, when they debate the next farm bill in 2018, are going to have a lot of demand to rethink that cap and what that cap level should be at. And we kind of think there could be some pressure to move that cap from 24 million acres up closer to 30 million or higher.
That is David Widmar of Purdue University, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, on Making CRP Great Again. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can find it at ruralradio.com and also find out more at ageconomist.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.